And one of the Bible verses that we oftentimes take great heart in is Romans 8:32, that since God did not withhold his only son, won't he with him freely give us what?
All things.
All things.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And since he gave us Jesus, it's consistent that that kind of God would give us caring relationships.
Would want us to receive other things.
He would want us to at times receive answers to prayer. He would want us at times to receive the interest and the care and the love from other people.
Those are all his divine creation, so he would want us to receive from everything that he's created.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
One of the most intriguing Bible stories that will be a focus of today's program is in Luke chapter 10 as we find Mary seated at the feet of Jesus.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio, daily, biblical, and practical how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments, how to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, meaning equal to, how to love your neighbor as yourself. But your ability to love God and to love your neighbor, to give to others, may be challenged by your ability to receive. That's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio, entitled The Challenge to Receive. Welcome to the Tuesday broadcast. Here are Teresa and David Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
And if you remember, Teresa, what she's doing there is listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus comes to say that this will never be taken from her, that she's chosen the better thing. On today's program, we're talking about the mystery of receiving from Christ. There was something going on in that passage as Mary, in this case, was receiving of the Lord's care. Maybe she was receiving of some of the Lord's burdens that were on his heart. She was receiving from the Lord. And all week long, we've been talking about the challenge of receiving. Many of us, we mentioned yesterday, are a little bit like Peter, who, when it comes time to receive, we're a little self-reliant. And yet, the Christian life is all about learning to receive. And on today's program, receiving from the Lord. How are you doing in your receiving? Now, let's get honest, honey. Let's evaluate our prayer life.
All right, no, I've got to tell you what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
As you were talking about her sitting there, I thought, God, she's got to sit there long enough to receive first.
Yeah.
She's got to be still long enough to receive from the Father. And I was thinking, you know, that's part of my problem. I won't sit there long enough to receive from him. And, you know, before I'm jumping up to do something else. So, you know, to receive means being still sometimes, doesn't it?
It really does. Boy, the Lord is working in these radio programs even as we speak.
I'll never forget, David, the morning I came into you and I was trying to have one of my first quote-unquote quiet times. I was having my meditation with God. And I had this book, and in this book, the first sentence was, share what this means to you, this word. And it was from John. And the first thing was, God is love. And I was supposed to read the first, you know, few verses of John and then write down what that meant to me. I want you to know that I labored. Oh, man. I turned this verse three words, inside out, diagrammed them, did everything I could to them. And in frustration, I walked into you one morning and I said, David, what does this mean? God is love. And I'll never forget the look that you had on your face. And you looked at me and very simply you said, he loves you. Receive it. And I thought, how simple. It can't be that simple.
It's a really challenging
thing. But it
thing
was. Yeah. It was that simple. And yeah. I still struggle with this sometimes of just receiving from him because I try to make it more or more elaborate or, you know, conditional or whatever to just receive from him.
How about you? Do you sometimes make the Christian life so complex, so focused upon diagramming and analyzing that we miss the simplicity of just receiving from the Lord? That's a part of what we want to challenge us all today on Great Commandment Radio, and we're glad you've joined us. I want to encourage you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Honey, on today's website, there is a very special free download called The Priority of Hearing God. And it's a challenge to all of us in a little outline form of what do we do when we are quiet before the Lord. I don't know about you, but too oftentimes I've looked back and I'm talking more. I'm mm-hmm. asking more, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I'm pleading more than I am focusing on hearing, mm-hmm. focusing on listening, focusing on receiving. And so visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll have that free download. We're going to be referring to it several times this week, the priority of hearing God. You know, in the Luke 10 story, there's a real interesting contrast, and we don't want to do any Martha bashing in this passage, but in the passage, Martha is very busy. She's all about getting things done.
Martha's my twin.
I'm going to let you say that.
I did.
There you go. But as we look at that passage, we also find that Martha is irritated. Martha's frustrated. Martha comes to the Lord with accusations.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't Mary in here helping me? And Jesus, in an interesting way, because he loves Martha, rebukes her. And he speaks about the fact that Mary has chosen the better thing. On today's program, we're going to focus on moving our Christian lives beyond the performance, beyond doing things, to the privilege of receiving from the Lord. Just as we received him as at our point of salvation, the Bible says we're also to walk in him in that very same way, receiving from the Lord. What does that mean? We're excited that you've joined us today. And a part of what it's going to mean is that as we come together with the Lord, we're going to learn to, as you said earlier, maybe be a little more still.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little quieter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not
posture ourselves in the position of receiving.
In fact, Mary was sitting at his feet.
Yep.
Yep. That's what we'll be focusing on. In our teaching segment, we're going to focus specifically on how it is that we receive from the person of Christ. And we're talking about not just studying about him, and that's what you were trying to do that day. Let's analyze God here. God's a little hard to analyze. I think that's part of the problem.
Box.
You know?
Can't diagram him,
that's
dissect
right.
him.
We're talking about receiving from him. That'll be a part of our teaching segment. Glad you've joined us. And we hope that a part of what it'll do today is begin to freshen your sense of devotional time with the Lord, moving beyond simply trying to analyze him, maybe pleading and asking him for things, to where we, like Mary, just quietly before him, hear him. How long has it been since in your heart there's been that sense that my sheep hear my voice? Glad you joined us. On the other side of the break, we'll focus on hearing from Christ.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, today's free download from greatcommandment.net is entitled The Priority of Hearing God. Receive yours for free, and you have our permission to forward it on. The Priority of Hearing to God. It will challenge your ability to receive and equip you to better love God and others. Go to greatcommandment.net every day, a free download waiting for you and resources. If you're a parent or Christian single, in your marriage relationship, in church leadership, and more, greatcommandment.net. And this week's special resource is entitled Kingdom Calling, How Christ is Literally Formed Within You and Experienced Within Your Relationships. It will challenge your ability to receive and strengthen your ability to love God and love others. Kingdom Calling. When you order it this week, you'll be supporting local Christian radio in our communities. Thank you so much. Order Kingdom Calling. Visit GreatCommandment.net, www.GreatCommandment.net, or toll free 1-800-881-8008. We'll take you into the Kingdom Calling Training Workshop with Dr. Ferguson right after this break on Great Commandment Radio.
I know, Teresa, as we oftentimes share in our conferences, this encouragement need is one that sometimes is a little bit difficult for people. And I know as we share that one, sometimes one of the ones that you admit is at times a little challenging for you.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, as we're growing up, as children, we need to hear things like, you know you can do it. Give it a try. You'll do fine. Let me see you do it. I know you can do it. And high fives and cheers. That's what it is to give encouragement to children. And that's what we need also as adults.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit GreatCommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, GreatCommandment.net. That's www.GreatCommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at GreatCommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. Our topic this week, the challenge to receive. Do you often find it more difficult to receive than it is to serve or give to others? Many of us do. But the problem is, that can not only hinder your ability to love others, it can hinder your ability to be loved by Jesus Christ Himself. For more insight, let's go to the Kingdom Calling Workshop with Dr. David Ferguson.
In our course together, my wife has made reference to sometimes not seeing God the way we ought to see Him. That sometimes we can be challenged with that sense of He's disappointed in us or He's trying to catch us doing something wrong. And this particular passage in Romans chapter 8 that I'm about to share with you is one of the ones that gives us a beautiful picture of who the real God is, but it also maybe illustrate to us how could the Word of God move us out of the darkness of a wrong concept of God into the light of who He really is. See, I believe that was one of the challenges that Paul was trying to address in Romans chapter 8. It's the passage that you recall that comes off of the challenges of condemnation, the issues of the very things that I'm wanting to do, I'm not doing the very things I'm doing, I don't want to do. And in the midst of that, Paul asked these questions. Who shall bring charge against you? Remember that question? You know how some of us answer that question? Anybody and everybody, take a number, stand in line. Here's how Paul answers it. It is God who justifies. You know what he's saying? There's only one person who can bring charge against you. What's his name? God. Well, he knew the church wouldn't get it, so he asked the question a second time. Who shall condemn you? You know how some of us answer that? Anybody and everybody had a long list of folks who've taken their best shot at condemning me. You know how Paul answers it? Who shall condemn you? Jesus Christ, the righteous. Do you know there's only one person who has a right to condemn you, to bring charge against you? The Father has entrusted that unto the Son, Jesus Christ. And here's what the rest of the verse says. Now, if this verse doesn't bring a smile to your face, I want you to reconsider your new birth, folks. There is great joy in this verse. Notice what he says. Who shall condemn you? It is Jesus Christ the righteous, who lived, who died, who's raised, and who now, what's he doing now? Interceding for you. The only one person who can bring charge against you is doing what? He's praying for you. Does that bless you? That's why he says to start that chapter, there is therefore now no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because the only one who can condemn you is doing what? Praying for you. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, I pray in the quietness of this time you'd make these verses come alive inside of us. As we imagine right now entering into a courtroom scene, a very intimidating place, alone, fearful, anxious. And as we walk into that courtroom place for these words, who shall bring charge, who shall condemn, they're legal words. And so as we enter into that courtroom, we find ourselves in that anxiety, uncertain of the future. And as we look around, there's actually now people in that courtroom, faces there of people who have disappointed us, they've rejected us. Maybe they've accused us or criticized us. There's people, faces there, people who have judged us. They've made us perform before they loved us. And now our anxiety and uncertainty is even worse. But who shall bring charge against us? Who shall condemn us? Would you imagine right now Jesus Christ walks into that courtroom? However you picture Christ, flowing robes, sandaled feet, bearded face, and he walks into that courtroom. He takes his place not behind the bench as a judge, but I want you to picture Christ walking right down beside you. And he puts his arm around you. And he gently bows you to the knee. And he begins to pray. I want you to picture Christ right now beside you, praying for you. The writer of Hebrews in 7:25 says, we have a great high priest who ever lives to make intercession. You right now do have a praying Christ in your behalf. Would you picture Christ beside you, his arm around you, and you hear him pray. He begins to pray your prayer list. He prays the burdens on your heart. He prays the needs of your life, the challenges in your relationships, the needs of provision you have. He prays for you. And as he does so, you take a step out of the darkness of a God who is distant from you.
Dr. David Ferguson, a couple of minutes out of several hours worth of training. It's called Kingdom Calling, how Christ is formed within you and within your relationships and experienced in those relationships. When you order your copy of Kingdom Calling this week, it's a double blessing, one for you, learning how to receive and to give just a little bit better, to live out the Great Commandment, and a blessing for local Christian radio. It goes to support local Christian radio in our own communities. The resource is Kingdom Calling. You can order your copy, the workbook, along with the CD or DVD set at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free at 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or greatcommandment.net. Final thoughts with David and Teresa Ferguson right after this on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
What does it sound like to not be self-reliant? What does it sound like to be vulnerable?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I know it's been helpful, I think, for us, honey, to learn to just communicate vulnerably in a sentence like, I think I would really enjoy it if we might spend some time Saturday talking. Or mm-hmm. I think I would enjoy it if we could, you know, set aside some time just for us this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so just those kind of sentences begin to break us out of our self-reliance and begin to declare the truthfulness that I really do need.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008.
Honey, in this closing segment, we're going to hopefully give a few practical ideas about how each of us can better experience receiving from Christ. And I want to just kind of paint three Bible passages, and then maybe you can comment on your need for additionally receiving from Christ. The first Bible passage has to do with this. Do I need to be receiving more of Christ's attention? Do I need an attentive Christ in my life? And the Bible passage is those children who would rush into the arms of Jesus, be hugged by him, and blessed by him. Do you need Christ's attention? How about the picture of Zacchaeus up a tree? Do you need to receive of the accepting Christ? Do you need a Christ who looks up at you with outstretched arms and he says, hurry on down, I want to be with you? How about you? Do you need to receive an accepting Christ today who will accept you at any point of failure? Or how about an approving Christ? Remember the day that the father said to him, "You're my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." Do you need a Christ who would pass that along to you, that a Christ who would be approving? Probably for me, honey, this is the one that most sticks out in my heart, is the need for Christ to whisper to me from time to time, "David, I'm just glad you're my child." I need that sense of an approving Jesus. How about some of you? An attentive Jesus, an accepting Jesus, an approving Jesus. How about you, honey?
I know we talk a lot about, a lot of times, the way we view Jesus or what we need from Jesus is maybe what we missed growing up, or are the things that we needed growing up. And so we kind of look to him to give us those needs. And, you know, for me in my life, I want all three of them. I just, you know, I'm just out there, God, I need all three of them. I have a high need for attention, and that this is not the attention, you know, that I want all eyes on me, but it's to know me, know about me, to receive me and accept me. And I think when I feel like that attention need is met, then he is accepting me and he is approving of me, you know, to give me that attention. Then he's already done all those other ones. So I think all three of those lump together for me as he has shown me attention. That means he is accepting and approving of me.
Mm, amen. Well, as we close today's program on Great Commandment Radio, if we could, a moment of meditation. Why don't you just imagine yourself sitting at the feet of Jesus, like Mary was in Luke chapter 10. And then allow God, as we close the program, to give you one of these images, the one that you most need right now for your heart. For some of you, it will be the image running into Christ's arms, and he hugs you and blesses you. You long for his attention, and Christ is there to give it. Would you receive it right now? An attentive Jesus. For some of the rest of us, maybe in times of failure and inadequacy, our needed image is of a Christ who looks up at us. He knows our failures. He knows our inadequacies. He knows our faults. And you need an image of a Jesus with outstretched arms who says, "Come on down. I want to go be with you." You need an accepting Jesus. Would you receive him right now? As a Christ who accepts you. None of your faults, failures, or inadequacies have taken him by surprise. He's known them for eternity, and yet he accepts you. And then for some of us, maybe right now, having, as Teresa said, missed in a lot of different ways, approving words, words of blessing, words of affirmation, you need to hear the whispering words of Jesus that speaks to you right now. "I'm glad you're my child." You need the approving Jesus. Would you receive from him right now? You'll be blessed if you do. Thanks again for joining us on tomorrow's program, Receiving from the Scriptures. Has your Bible reading grown a little dull, a little bored? Well, on tomorrow's program, we're focused on receiving from the Scriptures. It's not just about analyzing, trying to find things in there to fix your spouse. We're talking about receiving from the Scriptures. Hope you'll join us then. Bye now.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Intimate Life Ministries, a collection of churches and radio stations dedicated to teaching practical biblical how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments, how to love God and how to love others. Visit our website for more information, how you can find a church near you, ongoing groups and workshops, or how you can get your church involved. Most of all, be sure to visit for today's free download and to order your own copy of Kingdom Calling, the resource with the workbook and CDs or DVD sets. When you order it, you'll learn how Christ is formed and experienced within you and your closest relationships, and you'll be supporting local Christian radio. It's Kingdom Calling, and it's available today at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008, or greatcommandment.net. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, how you can face the challenge to receive from the Word of God itself.
There he waits on high to bless me with his word. He just waits for me.
There you go.
That's there for the random acts of kindness. So you wanted me to reflect on that scripture verse? You said it, Bubba.
receiving from the Scriptures. Bring a friend and join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.